nice looking chick, comes down to the scene and starts hanging out, and she meets the rhythm guitar player from a group whose record's number 12. And he makes a pass at her, and this chick is relatively inexperienced.
And she likes him.
You know, and she likes him. And she figures he likes her too. Now, if he was just some kid from Queens, the thought of going to bed with him probably would never even enter her mind. But, of course, he's a little more sophisticated. He's a little bit older. He's been around. He's the guy with the hit record. So it's a lot easier for her to rationalize going to bed with him than it would be just going to bed with the guy next door.
When I first started going to Cheetah, there was a lot of girls that were making piggies with the group. But I was 15, and my girlfriend and I, and we said we'd never do that, we'd never be like that.
I said it too.
But, you know, months went by, and we'd get more and more into the whole sex scene. And just when I was about 16, 17, I said, this is it, I don't want to be a virgin anymore.
We were both with them.
To a doctor that I heard of, and I got birth control pills, and I took them.
I went with you, didn't I? Yeah. That's when
no,
I met you.
No, not the first time. And I started taking the pills, and I said, well, how am I going to go about this? You know, I have to find somebody. And the first person I met, he was in a group, and he's at the scene, and he said, come back. And that was it. And after that, the rest was easy. I had the pills. What did I have to lose? Nothing.
You're right. Yeah, it's groovy.
And then there were boys, and they were cute, and it was safe.
I'm a groupie.
It's a full-time job
because you have to be out till 4 and 5 in the morning.
Last night was a goof. I brought him home.
But when he first came to town, I slept with him the first night.
Some people can be violent, some people are gentle. Some people give you black and blue marks.
Like baby oil.
We're still nice girls.
I don't just run after a group because they're in a group. I run after because I like him. I think he's cute, I'm attracted to him.
You're attracted to him sexually.
Yeah, well, Art, isn't that it?
He's got a nice body. He's thin. He's wearing velvet pants.
Yeah,
frill
I like
glasses.
The way he sings. I like the way he moves.
Long hair.
Well, isn't that the way
you like? And the hair attracts you. When you look at somebody, you look at their hair.
Well, I wouldn't go out with anybody with short hair.
Of course not.
I couldn't. I really couldn't. But isn't that the way with any
She doesn't look
woman?
At the face. She looks at the body.
Oh, I look at the face.
You look at the body, too.
Yeah, I look at the face, too. I only pick the cutest. I don't... If they're, you know, that could be the biggest group in the world.
Would you consider yourself a groupie? Would you, though?
Well, I'll say I have all the characteristics. You've had...
There are two different kind of groupies, you know. Well, there are actually three. Then there's just the chicks.
They're the really slaggy groupies, you know, the ones who will just...
It doesn't matter. If you play an instrument, it's cool.
Right. You could play a guitar in Washington Square, you know, and they
and
dig you.
Groovy.
And then there are the very sophisticated ones.
Beautiful chicks who found this is a much easier
groovy.
Way to live.
And they only will take the pop stars. I mean, the really super pop stars. Like if someone's just in a, you know, a second-rate group,
and
that doesn't count.
And a lot of them get truly involved with these guys because a lot of them are, I mean, the music business is a creative field, right. And they get honestly hung up on guys in the business.
But
it's
and
not I know
just
you
because
have.
They're in a group. It's
no, it's not.
I think
people don't understand
I
that
like
that's the
them.
Way I feel, too.
And they don't understand that all the people I know are musicians, are connected with music.
All my life. That's
or work
most
in studios and that. That's all I know is people that have...
So I remember when
music.
I met you. That's like you were already into all that already. And you had gotten me into that phase.
Because music is my whole life. I took
me.
Singing lessons, guitar lessons, dancing lessons, tap dancing lessons.
Yeah,
I tried
it's
to learn
mine.
How to play the drums. I took piano lessons. I revolve around music and the people associated with it. And that means
true.
All the cute boys. So if that makes me a groupie, then I am a groupie.
You're a groupie, yes, but you're a super groupie.
Yeah.
You're not a regular groupie.
I don't run after them.
She's sought after.
Particular.
The super groupie is a girl who's very choosy.
Yeah, she wants the cute one.
She wants the top name groups.
No, not
a
necessarily.
Lot.
She doesn't want the name. She wants the person.
But she does want to get somebody that's big.
I guess
big.
It depends on the person.
It does.
But they're the sought after ones.
They're
they
the pretty
taken
ones.
On
super
trips
groupies
and,
are the pretty girls.
And fed and things are bought for them. And songs are written about
songs
them.
Songs are written about them. Look at the advantages a groupie gets, you know?
She gets to go anywhere in the world.
She gets to go anywhere in the world. She gets all these boys all fucking over her. paying for her.
Those poor groups.
I'll tell you, New York and California have the prettiest groupies.